Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2447, Peak Experience in the True You by Richard Patterson of thinklessandgrowrich.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, OLD or old. The show where I read to you from articles that I think are amazing with permission from the authors. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Peak Experience and the True You by Richard Patterson of thinklessandgrowrich.com. Quote, the peak experience, the mystical experience, the oceanic feeling of great ecstasy, wonder, and awe, the absence of time and space, the conviction that something extremely significant and meaningful is happening. Abraham Maslow. The expression peak experience was first used by the psychologist Abraham Maslow in 1964 in his book, Religions, Values, and Peak Experiences. Throughout the ages, mystics and saints have described feelings of great peace, joy, ecstasy, wonder, and gratitude, experiences beyond time and space, of being one with everything. We often view these attainments as verging on superhuman, reached only after years of intense spiritual practice and dedication. After interviewing hundreds of people, however, Maslow discovered that far from being confined to yogis and deep meditation in Himalayan caves, peak experiences can be had by ordinary people from all walks of life, even people with no spiritual background. He found, for example, that couples in love, women going through childbirth, long-distance runners, sportsmen and women, mountaineers, and people witnessing scenes of great beauty often use the same vocabulary and expressions that mystics do when relating their experiences. Time-stopping, connection, peace, joy, awe, wonder. He mentions the experience of a 17-year-old teenager during a football game who, as he ran the length of the field with the ball, described how the world disappeared, all sense of time vanished, and how he was overcome with a tremendous sense of space, presence, and aliveness. So, how to explain peak experiences? How is it that anyone can have these experiences at any time? In short, it's because, and your mind may well totally disagree, peace, love, joy, aliveness, connection, and bliss are all attributes of your true nature. They already exist at the core of your being, whether you are aware of them or not. Quote, your natural state is one of ecstasy, but you miss it because you're busy focusing on what the mind has to say about everything. Michael Singer. Peak experiences happen when, for some reason, there's a temporary pause in the incessant stream of mind chatter that normally prevents us from experiencing the joy and bliss of our true nature. A peak experience is a peak behind the curtain of the busy conditioned mind. In my book, Awaken the Happy You, I use the analogy of a lighthouse surrounded by fog to illustrate the relationship between the mind and the light of our true nature. In infants, before identification with the mind takes place, the light of the inner being shines brightly. The qualities of joy, aliveness, wonder, connection, etc., are clear to see in young children. You could say that with no mind stories or fog to dim the light of their being, their lives are a continuous peak experience. In adults, it's a very different story. The thick fog of the mind blocks out the light of the lighthouse, but beneath the fog, the light continues to shine as bright as ever, nevertheless. A peak experience happens when the mind is temporarily stunned into silence. During childbirth, upon witnessing a spectacular sunset, or when a mountain climber is perched precariously on the sheer face of a cliff. When we're completely present in the moment, the mind stops, and what remains is the presence, peace, and deep connection of our true nature. We don't have to go looking for it or create it. It's always there, and when there's a break in the clouds of the mind, the light of our being naturally and effortlessly shines through. How to make peak experiences last? A major difference between the experience of ordinary people who spontaneously have a peak experience and that of an infant or a saint is that it tends to be temporary and unexpected. The saint or mystic is not identified with the passing clouds of the mind, and as a result, is always conscious of the inner reality. Established in their true self, their whole life is an ongoing peak experience. As soon as the long-distance race has finished, the baby has been delivered, or the gorgeous sunset has faded, the busy mind tends to creep back in again through habit, and the intense feelings of bliss, aliveness, and connection leave with it. For some, there may be a residue, an aftertaste that remains. An intense peak experience can leave you with a knowingness that a reality far greater than what you normally experience exists, and a desire to get back there. In truth, a peak experience is the experience of home that we're all looking for, consciously or not, a coming home to ourselves. A lot of my coaching clients come to me thinking they want to switch off their busy minds and quickly realize that what they are really looking for is to come home to themselves. Until we consciously connect with the peace and stillness of our true nature and learn to live our lives from that place rather than from the tumultuous surface level of the mind, there will always be a sense of something missing. There will always be a feeling of inner restlessness and a desire to come home. Coming home to yourself. Quote, "Life is meant to be lived in eternal joy, infinite freedom, unconditional love, and unbounded awareness. Any other life is utterly missing the point of being born as a human." Mahasadashiva Sham. Unless you are fortunate enough to have a spontaneous spiritual awakening, which does happen to some people, meditation is the path to developing a deep relationship with your true nature. There are two parts of your being, the restless and ever-changing thoughts, feelings, and emotions, which most of us call me, and the still, silent, unchanging ground of who you are, the true self. Regular meditation with a qualified teacher can help you shift your identification away from the thinking mind and onto that part of your experience, which is constant, timeless, and unchanging. This is where true peace is found, and where life becomes a seamless peak experience. You just listened to the post titled "Peak Experience and the True You" by Richard Patterson of thinklessandgrowrich.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Richard. Really good quote in there. A peak experience is a peak behind the curtain of the busy, conditioned mind. We've probably all experienced this at some point or another, and reminds me of something we've definitely talked about on this show before, the flow state. To me, it sounds very similar. In a state of flow, it's where we're working on something or doing an activity or even just looking at something, and we're completely absorbed in that activity. The example I often give, because I've heard others mention it, is surfing. I don't surf, but I would imagine as you're using your sight and hearing and touch, probably even a little smell and taste, you're likely not thinking about what you're going to have for dinner when catching a wave. So we really can have these moments often, but interestingly, the mind is complex and efficient that the more we do an activity, the more we're able to be less engaged with that activity and start to multitask, thinking about other things and losing that state of flow. So new experiences are a great way to experience it again, but meditation can help as well, even if it's not formal meditation, but a sort of meditation practice. It's really up to you, but in either case, the more we can realize that deep within ourselves, there really is peace, well, the better. Wishing you a happy and peaceful day. Have a great Friday and start to your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.